USDA's Ag Statistics Service reports this week that the U.S. peanut crop is now rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 26% fair, 54% good, and 14% excellent. In Georgia, they said that the crop is 98% to 99% pegging. The soil moisture is 9% very short, 41% short, 45% adequate, and only 5% surplus. In Alabama, about 86% of the crop is pegging down at this point. Soil moisture, 9% very short, 36% short, 51% adequate, and 4% surplus. In Florida, they said the conditions of their crop is 4% poor, 20% fair, 67% good, and 9% excellent. On the crop estimate this week, they estimated that Alabama would average about 3,400 pounds. That's down from last year, 3,550 pounds. But overall, with the increased acreage, they'll be up 19%. Florida will be about the same as last year to down. They dropped from 3,950 to 3,900 pounds on the average yield, and acreage is also about the same as last year, so they estimated Florida would be down 1.3% from the same production of peanuts last year. On Georgia, up 30.6% if it holds true. That's an average yield of 4,250 pounds, and that is an increase in acreage from 426,000 to 580,000 acres of peanuts. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.